Welcome to GamerCast episode 101.
101. Not 101.
Okay, 101. I'm Adam.
And I am Paul. And this is the last show of 2007.
Yep, next week we'll be having a Christmas break. But
yeah, I'm knackered, mate.
But it's only a couple
running
of days
around
of Christmas.
Work all day.
Christmas Eve tomorrow.
Woo! Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. So,
Oh, damn, I should have given myself crisis for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is my new religious holiday. So I get all my stuff a day before everybody else. It's called, Christmas 2. Yeah, give me stuff. Look, I got something from Captain. I don't know what it is though. She won't let me open it.
Have to wait. I've got all the Sarah's presents hidden, so she can't find them. I haven't put them under the tree with the others because she's a touchy feely person. She likes to have a root. So.
I've tried with that, but I still don't know what it is.
I won't look at mine because I know I'll work out what they are just by looking at the boxes. Because I know she's bought me stuff I wanted, so obviously...
And you know exactly what sort of boxes they come in.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sort of DVD-shaped by any chance?
Probably. I know I'm not getting any games for Christmas.
Oh, so films and...
Yeah, probably DVDs and other things, because all the games I want, I've got a hold of now.
Oh.
She knows I'm impatient and I can't wait, so I just get them myself. This for me is the copy.
That's the Halo 3 soundtrack CD, which you wanted to see the other day, but I didn't have them handy. But that is what it actually looks like.
Sweet. Can I copy this?
No. Buy your own copy.
I just want to put it on my iPod. Right. Do we have any news? Any letters?
In GamerCast folder, we have nothing on episode 100, which means
everybody's
news. I've not really had a look at the news this week. I've been too busy playing WoW and
yes, Paul
Crisis.
Is back on playing WoW, which is cool.
Yep, I've got my orc on Bladefist, who's level 10.
Oh, you're going on to Horde as well. You've been having a bit of a play around with all of them.
Well, I created that dude like when I played it like a year ago, and I just like, oh, let's get him up a couple of levels because he's my PvP. We were a guy who was going to raid enemy territory, but then he realised he's only level 10. It sucks. And then I just couldn't be bothered to play with it. And then Chris was playing on the server, and Amelia started playing, so I got my lowest alliance character on that server, Steam Wheel Cartel, which is what I normally play on, who was Didin Dal, or Didin, whatever his name is. Didin Dal. Didin Dal. My other dude is Daydenal. Daydenal is way better. He's level 27. But yeah, he was my lowest character on that server, so that's what I'm using to play with everybody else at the moment.
And you finally got hold of
Burning Monkey.
Yeah, the Burning Monkey.
Yep, I visited Burning Crusade Noob Land and just, like, said hello to the stuff there and then walked off again. I realised, well, this place sucks. Let's get out of here. Even though my dude is an elf.
You can go.
I like human land. I like crappy human places.
Yeah.
Honestly, none of these prancy silly forests with creepy
stuff. I do like either the dwarf or the human land. I've only got one horde character actually,
yeah,
and that's
elf stuff, man.
And that was a tauren because I wanted to have a go at druids.
Oh, I should have a tauren dude. He can come and raid the alliance territories. It's level 5 charging across the border. And then he just gets like struck
down.
I've not
played on PvP. I must admit, we're going to have to go fight a PvP one and have a go and create a couple of characters on PvP and go through there.
Well, people still do PvP on Steam Weirdo Cartel even though it's not a PvP server. Yesterday, for example, I was minding my own business to the east of Goldshire, near the little bridge in the east of it. And there was some really high level Night Elf came along and like he was like running around, and I thought, shit, running time, because I had PvP enabled on my character anyway.
Right.
He was only like level 17 or 18 then, so it was shit, running time. So I ran back to where the guards were, and then he was like stood on the hill, so I started firing at him, and then just like he turned around like with one shot, gunned me down. I was like, duh.
It'd be interesting though to go through.
So people still do PvP on this server.
Yeah, but to go in a place where you're PvP active all the time and you can pick on anyone and anyone can pick on you, it's a bit more.
Well, even on a PvP server, you still have to have PvP enabled.
I thought it was automatically turned on.
It wasn't on my orc dude on Bladefist.
It might be.
I had to turn it on for him. Yeah, maybe it's just high level people. But I'd turn it on for like everybody, apart from. Dinandal when he was raiding the dead mines when he got told off for having it on. Like, we're gonna run into the horde in the dead mines.
Yeah. And if so, they'd only be you they'd kill.
Yeah. Only me. Only the hunter who ran out of ammo and then got everybody chasing his bird thing.
You had a bird and you had a little pocket.
Well, this stupid bird ran off and, like, got me into trouble. I'm gonna so. That bird is history in 2 or 3 levels time when I get a raptor.
Well, I got Brindley over to SteamWorld Cartel now because I've been playing on Stormrage, and
Stormrage.
All the people from uni have stopped playing now, and the guild I was on all got crashed and stuff, so they didn't. Some guy got pissed off and pressed the wrong button and disbanded the guild, and no one else could be bothered to put it back together again. So I've been piss-arsing around by myself, solo in it. Just doing some quests one after the other to try and level up, and I got up to level 30, but now Paul's gone back on the WoW. I've paid the $14.99 and had a go at trying to transfer across to SteamWorld Cartel. System is really user friendly. They give you a...
I take it we're talking about World of Warcraft now.
Yeah. They give you a kind of a drop down list of PvP, normal, role playing and all this that, and that's where they segregate all of the realms, and you can go and find the one you're on. And as soon as you click on it, it will load all the characters you've got, and you can tick which ones you want to transfer across. So I just tick Brindley, and then you have to read all the rights and say, yes, I agree to all this.
Yes, I agree not to use my character to annoy everybody else.
And I do this, that, and the other, and it says what you'll lose and what you can keep with you. And then you transfer your character across, and you have to put in your payment details, because it won't take the payment details you pay for your... account if you do.
Well, your card has probably expired, haven't it?
Well, I use mine on my my normal card. I don't pay with the points cards anymore. I just put it on my normal account and pay for it on the paycheck. But it won't use that account details. It doesn't merge them across, so you don't have to worry about someone. You know, your younger brother uses the same account. You don't have to worry about him paying to move his characters around on your pay on your money. So you have to redo them in again, or any other account. It can be a separate one. And then you pay for it, and then it's all finished, and it says so many days to wait, and you can keep going back in and checking, but I've been playing other things and came back to it to give it a check, and it said all completed, all I have to do is click confirm to pay, and as soon as I hit pay, he was loadable in and playable in SteamWorld Cartel.
Because this is good. We've now got me playing with my level 20 dude at the moment. You've got your level 30 dwarf over there.
Yeah.
So you can put him on hold for a bit and play with us with your level 14 mage.
Yeah, and get the mage up.
And Chris is level 16. Amelia is level 11. Catherine has a level 27 odd. And I have a level 27.
I've got...
And then we can form a guild. We can call it the Goonies.
Yeah, the Goonies. That'd be a good guild name.
Shit guild name. Be good at doing the dead mines, though.
Yeah, for the
Goonies
pirates.
Goonies going to get the pirates.
Call it the Goonies level.
Pirate ship army team.
But,
yeah, they just need the ship to, like, sail off at the end.
Yeah, you get on it, it brashes out. And yeah, because the dead mines are right next to the coast. You need to have it that when you finish and you come out the end, it bashes out and just sails off into the distance.
Maybe it does, doesn't it? What am I thinking? I don't know, I can't remember.
Because that's what happens in the Goonies.
Yeah, the ship sails off.
Yeah, it bashes out and then sails past. But
with its skeleton crew.
Yeah. They don't move, they're all dead. Static skeletons. Strike a pose.
Yeah, it's funny they all die at the tables and shit.
Yeah.
Most people surely would die in bed because they're ill dying. They're not gonna be on their table playing cards with each other. and they all die at the same time, so they can't clear each other's bodies up.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
And they don't collapse out of the chair, they stay posed.
No, it's like the Red Dwarf episode where they find Crichton for the first time and he's like looking after the crew and they're all dead. And they just like sat there.
Yeah, and he's doing their hair and stuff like that. Oh, it's a great episode, that one.
Yeah, so we're playing World of Warcraft. We are mainly on Steam Weirdo Cartel.
Yeah, because I...
Apart from my Orc on Blakefist. Who's only level 10, so don't bother.
Yeah.
I don't really like Blakefist.
But one thing I did notice, which was quite good, when you transfer your character, I didn't do it, and I didn't want to try and attempt it. There is a tick when you say, right, I want to move this character to this character... There is a tick that allows you to transfer to another account. Now, I don't know if it needs information to require to know that you own both accounts, or you just have to have the details. But you might be able, for $14.99, to transfer from one place to another. And it does allow you to transfer it to the same server. So I think you can transfer it to the same server and pay $14.99 to just not go anywhere, but change account. So if you've got a level 30 character and Catherine are not caught up and you were like, oh, I don't want this, you could pay and transfer that character across to her account or whatever. Or you got a mate that's like, oh, I don't want this character anymore, you can have it.
Well, yeah, you can transfer that because people sell their like level 70 people.
Yeah.
I'll give you a code for it. And you better give him 1,000 gold so I can give it to my hunter. Because he needs a better knife, and the knife he's got sucks.
I'll build you a new knife.
Yeah, get on with it.
New knife. I need to build my mage and stuff as well.
Hey,
he's good. He can make bread.
Bread? Awesome. Right, you come up with us next time. So yeah. I've only got 6 pieces of bread left.
Yeah, I can conjure up...
conjure bread. Hang water. On. How do I know this bread is nutritiously good and none of this...
Hover your mouse over the bread and you can get the stats from bread.
Yeah, maybe it's got maggots inside it as well.
It's a shame I can't make apples, otherwise, and then keep your bird happy because your bird didn't like the bread.
Well, the bird can.
He can get your raptor.
He got me into trouble. Everybody started having a go at me.
Because your bird ran
because everybody died.
Including yourself, and you're like, yeah, let's get out of here. Let's
do whatever, Craig, let's get out of here.
But yeah.
Stupid dead mines.
Back to where?
Run out of ammo. I had like four, or it was 400 or 600 shots, and they were just like all done in the first 10 minutes. And I was like down on my knife. Oh no, it just happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll move my phone over there.
Mine's staying there because I can't be bothered.
They
probably won't do it again anyway. Because this episode's only going to be short. Because I'm going to get back to playing WoW and Crysis and Halo 3 and whatever.
But yeah, I've done a review on EVE Online.
EVE Online!
Because they've released
another flipping monthly subscription game that Adam wants to play.
Yeah, I've...
He needs to get free computers at home or surrounding him so he can play free games.
The way that
Galaxies,
plays,
WoW, EVE Online.
And Heroes. City of Heroes. To be honest, I could probably play EVE Online and World of Warcraft simultaneously if I had a fast enough connection. Because...
Well, you can with WoW. We run 3 people playing WoW here.
Because EVE Online, you can get the computer doing everything off autopilot, leave it alone. And if you're travelling loads of jumps, unless you get attacked, you could just leave it to one side and do something else, which I do like about it. And the other thing is that's quite good for it is it's got a browser button. You can actually browse and surf information off the website or the news and read all of it while you're flying.
Do you have internet access in your ship? So you
I tried to get
stuck.
On Play.
Oh my
I tried
god!
Get on Play.com,
okay,
but
okay.
You didn't like it.
Dude, here we go. You're in your ship. You bring up World of Warcraft and play inside of EVE Online.
Yeah, on the browser.
Then you get attacked, I think.
But, they've released what we did review on before. Well, not review, just talking about it, because I had a look at it a bit further about EVE Trinity. So if you go onto the website, you can download a 14-day trial. The great thing about EVE is it's been one of those games that's got to the point where you don't require to own the game to play it. So, because they don't sell like any of the other massive multiplayer updates, when they update the game a bit more, you can buy the new version of the disc that has all the updates and everything like that. You can't even get hold of EVE Online anymore as a disc; they barely can find it these days. You literally just go on, you download the client, and then you just subscribe and you can play. So you don't need to actually buy anything as such. And they have two accounts. You've got Premium and Classic. Now, Classic will always be in the lower graphics end, and that's what the trial is on. So when you get it, it will be the standard e-graphics that you'll always see. And none of the Premium one has been what's changed for Trinity, which they update all of the content. So all the ships have been remodeled, lighting textures, you get like nice little flare. The lighting of suns and stuff like that now actually reflects off the ships and affects it. It looks absolutely amazing.
Hang on a minute. If you're in space, typically you're going to be really far away from a star. If you're travelling between systems, your ship will be almost pitch black.
Yeah, but
is this game realistic?
It looks nice. It's all about aesthetics.
Also, it's like Star Trek. We light the ships up really brightly. Yeah.
But they look a lot better on this new update, and all the ships have been remodeled and stuff. It's not like an updated content, it's new content.
I used to play Freelance with Catherine. And you, I think, as well.
Yeah, I'm...
Because I had that computer in there running my Freelancer server. And nobody played it.
I'm quite impressed with it. It's a lot more open. Instead of like quests and stuff, you've got contracts, and the good thing about it is anybody can write a contract. So you could write contracts and put the what person will get for doing completing the contract, put a date and a completion date and some rules in there, and then someone can come find your contract, take the job, and they'll go to the space station where you keep all your ore. They'll pick up the ore, they'll transport it to the other place where you need it to get to, because you're not a transporter, you've just got a mining ship and a fighting craft, and you need someone to do the lugging around. And you get it all insured, and you transfer it across, and if someone attacks you, you can take out a bounty on their head. It's more open, and the world is created by the people, not by...
NPCs.
Yeah. There are NPCs about that give you missions and stuff like that, and you can just solo along and do that. And you'll find that you're buying stuff, and you don't realise you're actually buying it off other people and stuff like that. And you can put...
I need to put some stuff in the auction house.
Auctioning stuff off is quite interesting. The fact that you can actually make an auction contract where you can say, I'm trying to sell this ship.
I'm trying to sell this ship,
but I actually
I'll give you a quid for it. How's that?
But you're not only just... You don't even have to ask for money. You could say... I actually need these materials, and I want this lower grade ship in for replacement for that ship. And if it seems like a good deal, someone comes along and goes, "Ooh, yeah, I've got that. I like that ship." You just do a swap, and your deal's done. So you can strike up a good bargain with stuff as well.
Okay, so to sum up, Adam likes EVE Online, and I will try and get it this week so we can buy each other's stuff.
Yeah,
you give me some stuff.
It is
like a really powerful, like uber high end ship, which I could dominate the galaxy with.
Well, I've just bought a high end ship for myself.
Yeah,
and I have got no laser guns because I can't afford them. I couldn't even afford full insurance on the ship. So if I get blown up,
oh my god,
I cannot actually replace the ship. I'd have to get a lower grade ship. But I really wanted it. I could have got a lower grade ship and had more weapons. But I hunked on a couple of missile launchers, and I had a gun that didn't do much. I've got EMP pulse, so I can...
So do you get attacked by other players?
No. What they've done is they've done something called security levels. Each area's got a security level, which protects you, and also the fact that if you attack someone in that security level, you get done by the police, and they will chase your ass around. So it's a bit like being in the safe zones in WoW, where there's NPCs protecting you. But as you go further and further...
Hang on a minute. My dude was killed yesterday by somebody, and the guards didn't do nothing.
Well, they're a little bit more responsive here, and you can put out a call for help, and the police will come and help you.
I did. I said I was running around in a circle, jumping up and down.
But you can go to lower-grade security areas, and you can get a security thing put on you.
Does your insurance go up if you do that?
I don't know exactly. I know that when you go further out to the outskirts...
Because if I was your insurance company and I knew you were hanging around in low security areas...
Yeah, maybe your premium may go up. But yeah, if you get to the point where you're a pirate, you can't go into the more central areas of the Empire.
Because you're a pirate.
Because the police will pick up on the fact that you've got a tagged your certain security level. You haven't got the clearance, and they know that you're... What, you know, I've had a look on the most wanted list. You can actually find all the people on the most wanted list, and if you want to, you can. It says if they're online or offline. If they're online, you can go hunt their ass down and get the reward for capturing them. It's a very similar system for dying, like Star Wars, where you have clones, But like, I got my ship blown up, and because I'm on my third ship, the first one was the beginner one. I got rid of that. Second one, I'd done up really well. Got it blown up by a load of pirates because I couldn't warp out of the system quick enough. They shot me in mid-warp as I was just starting to jump. They blew me up, and all I was left with was my space pod. They just came round, banked round to do it again, and the computer saying, "You are unsafe. Get out of there with your space pod." And I just warped back to the station, and I ended up having to get my old ship back and go buy a new one. But yeah, the insurance
policy, claim.
Yeah, it comes through and it gets back into your wallet and stuff.
I bet it doesn't take 2 weeks or like 4 weeks.
No, it just comes straight across as soon as it gets blown into smithereens.
See, that's why we need everything to be computerized.
But
the computer detects your car has exploded. And
yeah, your money's already
gives you
in
money
your account
straight away.
You just walk down the street and buy another one. But yeah, if you can afford it, you can put an insurance policy on that will basically pay back the money it costs, so you can just go buy a new one. The other thing that keeps it going, which in the sense of it's all about money and power. This, it's not about leveling up. So it's a different aspect of massive multiplaying RPG. For argument's sake, your insurance policy will only last 12 weeks, and then you have to take out a new one.
12 weeks game time, or 12 weeks real time.
I haven't really paid much attention to see if that is actually real time or game time. But one thing that is real time is, instead of
one thing that is real time, is the game itself. You start off as a 27 or 26 year old, and then you die a level 70 year old, like
2 days later.
Well, that's real time then, isn't it?
No, we're leveling
the
up.
The only old people you see in the game are old people in real life.
You don't actually level up as such.
Well, get older.
Yeah.
So you start off as like level as age 26 or 20, whatever you are. And then you die 50 years later in real time as an old man. Old man in his spacecraft. Fought too many battles.
Crusty. Yeah, the leveling up is interesting because instead of your character leveling up, it's more in the sense of
age up. Turn yourself into an old man.
The things you'd like to have, like missile launchers, all sorts of things you'd want to put on your ship, and the ship itself, or building stuff, requires you to have certain skills. So to gain those skills, instead of having to do shed loads of destroying, building, crafting and selling to gain those skills,
looking well,
you actually just get a manual and you read the manual, and that levels you up. And you open up a manual and it'll be like, right, you can only read one at a time because you only read one book at a time. So you read
read multiple books
and
at a time.
It'll take an hour to do. But if you'd logged off and then came back an hour later, it has actually finished and you've leveled up that skill. And you need to level up certain amounts of skills to be able to buy that new ship. But also to get that ship, you need to afford it. So you have to get up the money to do it. So it's all about those leveling. It's all about time and money.
It's all about money.
So it's all about the money and the power. But that's the whole concept and the goal of the game. It's not about getting the cool sword and destroying the dragon. It is about corruption and power and taking
it. Isn't it Star Wars?
No, it's corruption. You know, you take over someone else's corporation, you squish them out of a system, and you start, you know, complete takeover. Or you become a pirate and you can hunt people down.
Sounds a bit bourgeois to me.
I think you'd love it, just for the fact that you can really
just
get into
because
the politics.
I like Monopoly.
Monopoly politics and everything is really a large part of it. But yeah, the way this system works is very. It is nothing else like it. And the other thing that's different is the quests are timestamped. You've got to get them done. If you get them done by a certain time.
Good, that's the trouble with WoW. I find myself being overloaded with quests.
Yeah, they're.
And then when I need to do an actual quest, then I've got to abandon an old one. I can never remember which ones are old.
Yeah, these ones, all quests are. We'll call them quests now. They're contracts, basically, to complete something that someone's after. And they can be created by real people as well, which makes a big difference. It's also the fact that they have an expiry date. Someone requires this by a certain time, and if you're not going to be able to complete it, you don't have it, and someone else will take it on. But at the same time, you can have a bonus, and if you complete it by a certain time, like some of the ones I've got, say I'm playing on the 20th, it was around about the 20th I was playing it last, and some of these ones were saying expiry date 27th of December. But they were saying, if you get it completed by the 22nd, we'll give you this extra bonus for getting it done early. So yeah, you can get some good incentives for completing these things, because a lot of them will be completed by for real people. So you don't have to do everything by yourself, and you don't necessarily have to have a friend to do the work for you. And that's why you have a contract. It's a binding contract to make someone else do something for you. So everybody's helping each other out in just doing this monopoly. If you're not building anything, you get a contract out to get other people to build you what you need because you're a mercenary. But at the same time, if you're someone who's building stuff, you know, you take on a contract to get a ship built on time and date for someone else, and you know that someone else is building the parts for you, and you hire someone to get those parts transported halfway across the galaxy to where you are safely and insured, so if anybody space pirates take it, you won't lose out. So it's the fact that it's created by the people for the people sort of game where
what
it's the content
by the people and for the people. What are you, George Bush?
Yeah, damn right.
By the people and for the people, and for this corporation, and for this corporation and its friends,
and have a corporate takeover and kill everybody. Money and power. It is just money and power, but it is quite a good game. I do like the whole.
I can't
thing.
See my map, dude. I need to do that quest.
We'll put it down in the bottom right corner. Sorry, Paul's playing WoW while we're doing this show, and he can't. In the recording device for our recording system is over his map, so he couldn't see where he was going.
Yay!
But no, I'm quite Ooh. Impressed with it. I still not
Red
sure.
Red wrapping paper.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Come on. I'm not.
Yeah, I did
sure.
have some snowballs, but I lost them.
I don't know if I'm going to necessarily pay for it, but at the way I'm going at the moment, it is really intriguing. I do like the gameplay of it. It is one of those ones where soloing would be really hard, but at the same time, if you've got enough money and stuff, contracting, you can hire people to help you. So if you can hire thugs and
hire thugs, that's a really great idea. I don't know.
You know, you're trying to get a bounty.
Hire who knows who to come and help you.
Say for instance, you take on a bounty, it is just yourself. Unless you've got a, you know, if I was taking on a bounty and I was going to go hunt someone down, unless I can convince you to come and help.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be there in a minute.
You know,
I don't mind helping out. I help people.
But at the same time, I could get like four other people to come and help, because I know that I'd never do it by myself. And I could write out a contract for those people to sign and say, right, they're going to help, and they get a percentage of it. So as soon as the quest has been complete of helping me take down this real person whose bounty has been put out on their head, as soon as it's been complete, the bounty I receive, because it's my bounty hunt that I'm doing. Once I've got the money, I'm in legal need to pay these people off for helping me. So it's a different aspect of being able to play. It's not like, oh, can you go help me do the dead mines? Yeah, sure. Oh, sorry, I've got to go have my dinner. You know, it's like you can't really do that. You've got to be putting the time in to just help someone do it because you're under contract sort of thing. And you break it, you don't get paid. So it's a completely different way of playing the game, really.
Well,
so
the thing is, I do the dead mines because I don't get paid for doing the dead mines, yet I still do. And then I teleport out of there and do game cast.
Yeah. I'm just picking it as something because you were just doing it then, but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Got me, aren't you?
No. We had to do the show. We had to do the show. You had to get out. But
yeah, blame Adam. It was Adam's fault. I made the bird go off because Adam told it to.
No. I don't have psychic powers for wild birds. But no, I'm quite impressed with it. At first, I was...
Hey, it's not
judgment.
Just a bird, it's a walking bird, man. It's like a penguin.
A bit judgmental on the idea of, you know, yeah. But I saw a lot of similarities to what Star Wars Galaxy did before it started going like, wow, with the whole leveling up, where it was aspects of your character, and as they go up in different levels, will turn your character into a different type of person. The only thing that is a real shame for such a good game is the fact that you're an avatar. You're a character that's in a ship. You never get to see this person. But if anybody ever sees a clip of WoW and sees like these little pictures of people, the good thing is they are a CG representation, and when you create it, you can get hold of the head, you can tilt it to the left, to the right, move them around, move the eyes to look in a certain place, you can change all the lighting, the clothes, the hair colour, the hairstyle, so you can really create your own individual character, and you can change the backdrop. So it allows you to create an individual character, because obviously once you've got it, that's your character. I'm unsure whether or not you'd be able to edit from onwards. I've not seen any option to do so. But no, EVE Online, pretty good. I downloaded the premium content afterwards, which is free. Everything's all updated free. And graphically it wouldn't run on my machine. They do state on the website that you need the most updated graphics for this because Trinity is a brand new release. And so I got some updated drivers for my graphics card, and it works brilliantly, and it does look absolutely amazing. But you are stuck in a spaceship from day one all the way through the game. You don't get out of it. So if space is not your cup of tea, it's not going to be a game for you for 100% definite. Where you can get away with it with Star Wars, you just don't buy the expansion pack, you don't fly in outer space, you just stay on the ground and kill people on the ground instead of in outer space. So it's all different. It's a different cup of tea. It is no WoW. It is a game all to itself. But I'm impressed, and I'm very tempted to actually get subscribed onto it and get playing with my ship, because
hey,
I do like having a ship.
Dude.
But I'm definitely keeping WoW. I'm not getting rid of WoW, because I'm determined I am not stopping my subscription on WoW until I've got a mount. Because I've got to start leveling up, because we've got Burning Crusade to get through, and by the end of next year...
Yeah, we ain't done anything, dude.
Yeah, and by the end of next year, the new expansion pack will be out. It will be, hero classes, we're going to have up to level 80, so... Yeah, definitely, we've got to get on. But yeah, no, I was impressed with EVE Online. I'm going to show Paul it and see what his thoughts are and stuff. So, no, it's definitely going to be good.
So, then Soulbound crap?
Don't use it. can I have a look at the notes a minute? Just want to see what's...
Assassin's Creed.
Yes, Assassin's Creed. We've talked about it before. Just wanted a little...
Yeah, just so everybody knows what I'm doing, because I'm a bit quiet. I'm in the auction house at the moment.
He's selling all his stuff. Yeah, I've gone back on to Assassin's Creed.
I am still
here.
I will still be making snarky comments about Adam and his gameplay stuff. Ooh, linen cloth. Ooh, wool cloth. Ooh, can I do something with that?
Yeah, people are well done.
What's my tailoring skills?
Oh, you are tailoring. Yeah, you should be able to do something with that.
No, I need to learn that.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. Went back, had a hardcore session with it, got to the end level, and completed it. I am not going to say much about it because I don't want to ruin it for anyone, because it is a really good ending.
Hang on. Assassin's Creed is a game with the whole time traveling / dream / memory stuff.
Yeah, reliving ancestors' life. But
the game I object to.
But you've still got... I'll bring it over and you can have a go. But I was very impressed with the ending.
I've got too many games to play at the moment, dude.
Yeah, it's Christmas. I've got to get through loads.
I'm still doing Bioshock. I'm still doing Supreme Commander, Forged Lions. I've just started Crysis.
I finished Assassin's Creed.
And now I'm playing WoW.
I've got EVE Online to play. I've got WoW to get through. I've got... I've just started playing Mario Galaxies.
My stuff. Oh, there it is.
I've got Resident Evil Chronicles, Link's Crossbow. I've got Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess to catch back up to where I was, because I've lost all my game saves. And I've got the same with Resident Evil 4 to get back on with, so I've got loads to play. But yeah, the ending of the game I was very impressed with. It leaves it on a very good cliffhanger. You can tell that the game is going to continue on from there forth, because Ubisoft do like their sequels. And this one was set... You can tell this one is set up specifically for a sequel. Unlike when they did...
Oh my god, look at that! Thundercats!
Thundercats, ho! It's Thunderhawks. But yeah, you could tell, like with Sam Fisher, that they went for the one game, and then from then onwards they went for a sequel. They didn't know how it was going to, the game didn't look like it was going to have a sequel. This doesn't even end. It's just got to a point, and you're left at a cliffhanger. It's like Halo 2 all over again, but not that bad. It kind of slows you down.
Hey, what do you mean not that bad? What are you on about?
I nearly dropped my controller in anticipation, because I gripped it ready to start pulling the triggers and shoot something when Master Chief got back to Earth. And that was the end of the game. You had to wait for the third one.
So what?
It was good, but I nearly threw the controller at the TV. But yeah, this one, it kind of just slows the pace down. You come to a stop and you think, oh my god, and you're left with a lot of questions. So, I'm looking forward to the next one. I don't know where they're going to go with it. I was thinking one direction, that it was going to be an assassin either a different person's past lives or the same person but another ancestor he's got that was an assassin and go through those lives. But with the way that it's gone, I'm not entirely sure. It may continue on, or it may be that the next one won't be a past life and you'll be playing in that time period or something. I don't know how they're going to play it. It is very strange. But one thing that is very good is the way that they've left the game at the cliffhanger. He still stood there kind of thinking. He is left in a position where he's thinking the same thing as you're thinking. You know, what the hell? But you can still go back into the machine and start go over all the other levels, replay them, go find all the hidden flags and get all the achievements and stuff like that. So it's at a position where you don't have to go back to a previous save. You just start, you carry on from where the game ends, and you can continue going back and going through the past memories, and you can replay the game as much as you want. Which I thought was quite good, because I don't like it when you like you complete the game and your last game save will never be past the end of the game. It's always just before the boss. And if you want to go off and do other things, you can do. But this, it allows you to replay any of the levels instantaneously from your choice and go through them all. So, no, I'm quite impressed with the ending of that. Good game.
Right. Good. Now it's time for me.
Yep.
This week I bought a Radeon 3870, and I would like to say this is a good graphics card and I highly recommend it.
What sort of prices is this thing popping out at?
160-ish.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad at all, considering the power of the thing.
The power.
So yeah, it runs everything maxed out 1920x1200. Which is good, because Supreme Commander Forged Alliance, with everything like topped out, was a bit chuggy on my old 1900 XT.
So what sort of... how big is this graphics card, megabyte-wise? Is it a... 512,
yeah. 512. I wish there was a 700 odd megabyte option, because there are times where I do wish.
What were you before?
This bit of 512 again. This bit of gameplay here, a bit of extra memory might help up
there.
But that's only really for Crysis. For everything else, it just nails easily. Crysis runs at very high at 1280x720. On very high, it's there's a bit of slowdown now and then on very high, but other than that, it's quite playable. Is it Adam sort of?
I was very impressed compared to.
Although personally, I would put the resolution up and tone the some of the fancy effects down a bit.
Yeah, because you're not going to see them when you're too busy paying attention.
Plus,
to shoot
I'd
stuff.
Like the more resolution to be able to see a bit further as well.
But no, I was quite impressed with the way it looked. Look, you can see a big difference from compared to the demo and in the when you had it before. Going through when the old graphics card, so
yeah, the old graphics card would only run on high, and high was only running at like 15 frames per second.
It was good to just stand around and look, but as soon as you moved, you were having those jumps and you're moving around too much. It was not playable.
Yeah,
right,
it was high on the 1280x720 again.
Well, now you got on very high, and you were able to play the game and not get your head blown off this time. You could see little bits of slowdown.
I did get run over by that boat.
Yeah, that was my suggestion. I made him swim at super speed, and I wanted him to jump out of the water, land on the guys, and kill them. But all he did was headbutt it from underneath and die.
I didn't headbutt the boat. It ran me over. So, yeah, Crysis. I did touch on this briefly before when I had the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And my comments on the whole, all this, you know, pick on the Koreans nonsense is just BS. But the game, the atmosphere of the game is just awesome. I mean, even the beginning bit where they all jump out of the plane, that's, wow, man, that's cool.
It's got a great...
And the gameplay itself is great. It's really tactical. There's quite a bit of depth in there as well, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, you had that bit where you showed me with the binoculars where you can tag everybody.
Yeah, there's a few little hidden things I didn't discover before. So, for example, the binoculars, if you look at somebody for like a second, it will tag them and they'll stay on your map. And you could keep track of them that way, which is good before you run into a situation you want to know where everybody is.
Especially if you lose track of someone visually, you don't realise that
they're
behind you or something.
You know, say if there were six guys down there, I could tag each one of them, then like, charge in there, shoot them, and not have to like wonder, gee, is there somebody around this corner, because they'll be updated on my map. Unless they have like a jamming device in the area, in which case I'll have to blow up the jamming device first. Because that will disrupt my satellite feed.
Cool.
Pretty good game.
I do
just
like
a shame
it.
About the let's pick on North Koreans.
You picked up the special edition one, which comes in a very
metallic box,
groovy tin, as usual ones with all the graphics and everything on the plastic bit. And
hey, leave my box and look.
Double inside bonus. Oh, three discs. So I presume two discs for the game and one disc for special
one disc
feature.
For the game.
Ooh, what are the other two discs? Because that's a bonus features.
I guess the other one is as well. Don't know, I ain't looked at any of that. I just put the game in and installed it while I was playing WoW and then played it for a bit.
So the disc one is the game, disc three is the bonus features, and disc two is the music.
Oh, cool.
So you've got the...
Is the map editor on the first disc?
Presumably.
I know, I'll just look at the first disc.
I would presume so. And it's got nice graphics of all the guns and the suit. It's got an art book in here and stuff, so...
Yeah, no, it's got level editors in the sandbox thing.
I do quite like that. It's a nice special edition version.
Did I show you the 3,000 barrel video of Crysis?
No, you didn't.
Okay, right. I posted this on Portal Forums the other day, and it had quite a bit of feedback. This is a really uber video, which just shows a Crysis, you know, at its peak performance. So let's just play this. Even though you guys can't see it, we know. But whatever, you go and put a forum on there, in the games forum there's a thread called Crysis 3000 Barrel Physics. I'm surprised I didn't show you this before. This was after the show I saw this, and that was why. This is one of the things that made me get a new graphics card to get Crysis.
Whoa, look at all those barrels.
Right, so this is some guy who's made things out of barrels and then, like, smash them. Stuff like that.
With the super strength on.
No, I don't remember that, sorry.
It's a lot of barrels. Did he die from it? Oh, he just takes one out. And they all fall off the cliff and roll down the hill. That is really good physics for showing. I want him to shoot them so they blow up.
Yeah, hang on.
He's really good. He's got all these barrels in it like a pillar, and he's got them right on the end of the cliff. So you see them actually just all come off and show how they're all interacting. One or two fall off from the top, but they all just... So can you go into the level editor and do this yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my god, right next to that building that we were shooting earlier.
That's using the tornado, because there's like wind effects as well.
So is he pressing a button that's activating everything to come out?
Or it's time-based. And he starts the level after a certain amount of time does this.
Oh, that's cool. Barrels going everywhere. Oh my god, he's built an entire house out of barrels. And then they all just get swooped up in the wind. Yeah, because those barrels are only being held there by force physics. They look like loads of batteries flying all over the place.
No, he got killed.
You just put a guy on top of a giant chair floating in the water. Quite good. It must take a long time to build those items out of loads and loads of barrels.
Well, I assume in the map editor you can just copy and paste.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's like a water fountain of barrels. So he's recreated it so that it's moving all the barrels. 50 barrel explosion.
Here we go, Adam.
The barrels. On fire. Cool, it's like a giant firework. Fire and explosion and... Let's try 3,000. Try this 3,000.
But I can't live more than 2 seconds, there'll be an explosion and my system will crash.
can't look at it.
We can just see all the flames shooting past it.
You're going to have to see if you can do one with one that you can look at.
Yeah, my system will crash.
No, your system will burn. Yeah, that's quite impressive. It kind of just reminds me of like what they tried to start doing with Halo 3 when they brought out the Forge, being able to just put loads of those explosion things and then...
It reminds me more of when we had Doom 3 and we had like a first like popular game with a physics engine in, and with the map editor you could just do like loads of stuff with barrels and shit.
Mm.
So yeah, that takes it to the max.
The max.
So yeah, Crysis, good game. Highly recommended. I also got Gears of War on the PC this week. And yeah, it's like the Xbox version, so that's good. But if you've already got the Xbox version, I wouldn't really bother. Unless you want more gamer score. Because it is a Windows Live Games 4, whatever.
But it doesn't log underneath Gears of War. It logs
no, it comes PC up as Gears of War Windows.
Because that comes with more content, doesn't it? There's more levels.
Yeah, there's some more stuff to it, but it's apart from that, it's the same game, really.
Mm.
Like, I'm just on the first level at the moment, it's the same as the Xbox.
Cool. Does it have co-op features the same as...
As far as I know, it's got all the multiplayer stuff for the Xbox version.
Cool.
It's got co-op in it, yeah. Although I doubt it's on there. I'm not sure if it's got LAN co-op or if it's just internet co-op.
Is it the same as Halo 2, Halo 2, where it is only for Vista?
No, it's for XP as well, as far as I know.
Because Halo 2 was a Vista-only game, wasn't it, when it came out as Live?
Windows Vista or Windows XP.
Well, that's cool. Because that's what they did different with Halo 2, is it was only a Vista game, wasn't it? Windows Live.
Yeah, same they did with Shadowrun as well.
Yeah. Big chunky box.
Well, yeah, this is what all American games are like. They're all in like these big boxes like those.
Mm.
Because it's manufactured in America instead of manufactured in European Union.
European Union. Yeah, I'd say that's
really it. Gears of War PC, brilliant game. If you've already played the Xbox version, probably not worth it. And it plays best with an Xbox controller as well. I don't think the keyboard and mouse feel
that great with the third person.
It's perfectly playable, and if you hadn't already played it with the Xbox controller, you probably wouldn't notice.
Mm.
But me, I...
You've used to playing the game with down on your Xbox.
Yeah, my instinct is to get the Xbox controller and use that.
Mm. That's what makes it a bit different. But, pretty good.
Yeah, so give it a couple of weeks and we'll probably have full reviews of both of those games.
Shame that they haven't mentioned anything about it being connectable with Gears of War on Xbox 360, but I imagine Gears of War is not a massive multiplayer played game, is it?
It's well,
not
yeah, like it, is quite it is quite a lot, yeah. But it isn't playable in between them, obviously.
Yeah, because it's a shame that they can't get that as a regular feature with any of the new releases.
Well, it's a lot of work to do it.
Yeah.
Because then you have to keep them, you know, patched up the same and
mm.
so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think that's us. I'd say, yeah, definitely go have a go on Eve. Sorry. For the fact that it's a 14-day trial, everything downloads.
Stop trying to sell people Eve.
Do the same with World of Warcraft as well.
Yeah, whatever. Play that if you want. I don't mind. But if you're on Steam Riddle Cartel, hook up with me.
And me.
And Adam and Jam Donut and whoever else.
But let us know what you'll get for Christmas. We would like to know if anybody got anything cool.
Gimricast official position is one of rejection at Christmas.
Yeah, but people are going to get stuff.
Yeah, but we going to get stuff?
Yeah, I'm getting stuff. I'm not going to be any games. Is that all you're getting for Christmas?
Yeah, and I said I didn't want that, but whatever, she gave it to me.
Do your parents not get anything?
Probably not.
So you really don't do the Christmas thing?
No. They probably got me a card, and maybe it's got some money in it. Like 10 quid and stop being such a miserable bugger and whatever.
Bah humbug.
But I say I don't want anything. But if you want to give me some money. Yeah, you owe me... No, you don't owe me money, do you? You will soon, though.
Yeah.
There. I nearly had you. Yeah, so we'll see everyone next year on GamerCast 102.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be Gimmickcast 2008.
Yes, 2008.
Yeah, that's what I said. 2008.
I'm only going to do the 2000 and something until 2009. That's the last year I'm going to call it that.
No, I started 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
Because otherwise you have to say 2009 and it's
just... Yeah, that's what I mean. It's 2009 is the last one where I'm going to go
2000. Because 2009 is quicker than 2009.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. I'm 2009 is going to be the last time I'll say 2000 and something. I'm going to... Then it'll be 2010. It's going to sound cool though, because it sounds more like the future where we had 1999.
Yeah, it sounds like the future back 20 years ago when people said, oh, well, we'd be living on the moon and having flying cars by the year 2000. Yeah, right. Take Back to the Future. What year did they go to in the future?
We've already passed it.
What?
It was 2000, and I think it was, it might have been 2006 or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember. It's not that far off. It's either we passed it or we're nearly upon that date. But you have to remember the time that that came out. Because when Back to the Future 2 came out, it must have been 1980s or 1990s.
Number 1 came out in 85, because that was the year it was set. And number 2 and number 3 must have come out, I don't know, it probably wouldn't be much past 5 years after that date.
It wouldn't be that much, because at the end of every Back to the Future, it always said to be continued, and you'd show you what happened
next. Well,
yeah, next,
they already... They had always planned to do like sequels, and they did number 2 and number 3 together.
Yeah, but
like Matrix style.
But no, it is quite funny when you look back at some films and you're kind of like, we're nearly there, and the world's nothing like it.
Well, yeah, it's been 35 years since anyone walked on the moon.
Yeah, but then if you look at it in the way of society.
Society's moved backwards. The proletarian have suffered setbacks.
I know, I mean, look at our phones.
That's technology.
That's what I mean. The technology, we think that we haven't gone that far, because you just look at standard things. You look at kettles and cookers and stuff, the things that they try to bump up for the future. To be honest, if you want to make a science fiction film and go a bit further in the future, make most of the kitchenware and chairs and stuff like that look the same, just have a bit more of a funky design. Make the mobile phones and stuff look more futuristic, and it's more believable. Because it's
completely... Take Star Trek. Star Trek, the original series, was a joke. They had 1970s computers on those ships.
Yeah.
But even Next Generation.
But it showed the way that people's thought process went. I was watching that one UFO. Really old TV show. It's really, really old TV show. But
and the UFOs had these giant computers.
But they were using everything. It was all kind of like they had new technology and stuff like that. But their idea of a new technology was this bit of metals coming out of the computer with a microphone on the end. You know, they had no concept of the idea that a microphone could be held from your head and stuff like that, because no one had invented it yet, so no one thinks that far ahead.
Sounds to me like the people don't know anything. I would have said you would put the microphone on the person.
Yeah, but if you look
ideally
at it now,
implanted in the brain,
but
where it can directly interface with the human brain.
Technology's got far enough in advance that we can now invent technology that does seem more science fiction.
Yeah, like guitar hero for you. A wireless guitar? Whoa, man!
Yeah, what's with that?
With like 5 funky coloured buttons on it. Somebody will come from the past and see it and think, wow, what have you done to guitars?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in 20 years' time, guitars are just like keyboards, like you call them. Yeah, like
yeah,
the
they
keyboards.
Do those.
Yeah, but the keyboards are with only 5 coloured buttons on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I'm tempted to get it, but it's kind of like, because they do it for the Wii and the Xbox 360.
Get the 360, get GamerScore.
Yeah, it's wireless. I don't think I play that much.
It's cool, man.
It is good.
Even with the controller, it's cool.
Yeah,
have you got the demo?
I haven't tried the demo.
You'll buy the game.
Is it that persuasive? Are you tempted to get the guitar?
Well, I happen to know a secret that somebody in this house is getting it for Christmas.
Ah.
And therefore, I will get some GamerScore.
Someone next door, you mean?
Well, next door-ish, yeah. Who better not listen to this podcast before Tuesday. Even though she probably suspects it anyway.
Yeah. Cool. Alright, enough about...
Yeah, 2008.
We will see you there. Have a good Christmas.
Do not have a good Christmas, because GamerCast does not believe in Christmas.
But I do. Yay, Christmas. See you later.